Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. And with me today at the moment is Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, thank you.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So as always, lots of good stuff happening in the real estate market in Central Florida, and everything is really good when it comes to looking at what interest rates are doing and all of that. They're kind of staying stable, and which is good and not what everybody necessarily expected. They thought they were going to kind of continue to climb through the roof, but they kind of stabilized.
Yeah, at the moment, still great news. I think we're, probably about in the 8-month low still. So, people who purchased a few months ago, I feel bad for them, but right now we're doing really good. It's a great time to buy, and it helps ease people's concerns, because there was a lot of people that were kind of getting really concerned about buying a home because of the increasing rates, right?
Yeah, and so there's definitely affordability out there is what happens when the interest rates go low. You can obviously buy more of a house than what you could buy if the interest rates are higher, because your payment's going to be lower. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, if you're going to be getting a loan, which there are about 20 to 30% of the people out there who'd pay cash for properties. Mm-hmm. And so in that, it really doesn't matter. But when it comes to those people out there that are getting a loan, which is the majority, then the interest rates really play a big part.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and like I said, it's a big part about making things a little bit more affordable. And so, if let's say rates are a quarter lower or even a half a point lower than they were a few months ago, you're talking about $50, $60, maybe $80 per month.
Yeah, and there are limits that you can put on a loan, obviously, that you can use of your income for that loan, as we've talked about many times before. And so that just comes into play. And obviously, another $50, $100 payment or whatever mm-hmm. is a big deal. I mean, that's $1,200, $600 to $1,200 mm-hmm. a year. And I can find a home for that a lot mm-hmm. of other places than a mortgage. So it just makes sense that this is a good time to take advantage of the lower rates mm-hmm. and look at what's out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because people come to us all the time and they say, like, I want to buy a house, but I don't want my mortgage payment more than $1,000 or $1,100. So they give us a target to aim for. And when rates go down, that helps us maybe achieve a little bit more of a home for you, or maybe in a different area that you might actually want to have been in. So it can make a big difference.
And the thing that a lot of people might forget about when they're actually looking at what that price point is that when you're talking $1,000 or $1,100 or whatever it is that their target price is, then you're actually talking about not just the mortgage payment. Well, it is the mortgage payment, but it's not just the payment on the loan, but it's also the payment on
the property taxes
and insurance. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. And then also, if you've got some MI insurance, which is mortgage insurance, if your loan is below or above 20%, then you're going to have that too. So all of those things come into play when you're looking at what your payment's going to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And we need to pay close attention to that. And every area is different, obviously, too, with the property taxes. But all those go into, because we preach a lot about being prepared and talking with us and making sure you're ready to go. And all that goes into play for us to look at in regards to making a payment in something comfortable for you.
Exactly. And so then talking about that is that knowing if you're prepared, and we've got a unique opportunity coming up on January 26th, that's going to be from 10:30 to noon. So it's only an hour and a half, not a lot of time out of your day. But we're going to be doing a home buyer seminar. And this seminar is not just for first-time buyers. It's for all buyers. So if you have any questions, and maybe you've been out of the market for a number of years, and we're only doing an hour and a half going through the information, but then we're going to have plenty of time for question and answer or one-on-one consultations and that, if that's what you want to do, to find out where you're at in regards to the home buying process. So that, again, is going to be January 26th from 10:30 to noon, and it's going to be at the Fairfield Inn, which is at 10971 Colonial Drive, West Colonial, and that's in Ocoee is where it's going to be. And so if you would like to attend this, all you have to do is call our number, 407-566-2555, and we'll get you all the details in writing so you don't have to write them down and everything right now. So again, that's 407-566-2555. So I think that that's going to be a great seminar that we're going to be going over all kinds of things, which some of them, if you do own a home now, it's going to be why rent versus buy or why buy versus rent, and going through all of the different mortgage options that are out there, just what works in regards to actually finding a house and how to go about it and how early to start on it. So there's a lot of things that we have to talk about that we're going to crunch into an hour and a half so that we have plenty of time for you one-on-one to answer your questions. So we just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of that. And again, that's going to be Saturday, January 26th from 10:30 to noon at the Fairfield Inn in Ocoee on West Colonial. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Chris, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And of course, that's the number if you want to come to our home buying seminar, and both you and I are going to be doing it. So
yeah,
we're going to have a lot of great stuff that we're going to be going over with everybody. And so we just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of it and that you could come. And we're just asking you that you call and let us know in advance that you're coming. And the whole reason for that is because we want to make sure that we have enough space and all of that set up. So that's basically the bottom line. It's a free seminar. No obligation to buy or anything, but just for information, and just be it January and taxes are right around the corner. So people are going to have an extra chunk of change that maybe this year is the year that you're going to spend it on a house. And so if you are, then we just want you to be prepared. And so we wanted to make this opportunity available, and we'd love to meet you. We'd love to meet all you people that are out there listening to us and all of that as well.
Yeah. If anything, you'll get a chance to sit with us one-on-one and ask anything personal that you might want to go over or even start preparing. Like you said, it's just, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. Let's say you're a seller thinking about either moving down or moving up.
Right.
Great time to sit with us and talk about doing that as well. So it could be in any circumstance, investors or people looking to buy a vacation home. There could be a lot of information you might want to just go over with us.
Absolutely. And so we're just going to be there and be available. So we just wanted to let you know. And again, that's January 26th, 10:30 to noon at the Fairfield Inn in Ocoee. And in order to reserve your spot, you just call 407-566-2555. So other than that, we've got a lot of other stuff that we're going over today in regards to exterior projects that net you cash in your home, different things that you might want to do to get your home sold faster. We've got some great information that we're going to be going over in the mortgage world and all of those kinds of things as well. So we'll just go ahead and get right into it and all of that kind of thing. So when you're thinking about selling your home, one of the things that's really important is your landscape. Because when people pull up to your house, if your landscape doesn't look good, what they're going to do many times is they're just going to drive off. I was actually showing a distressed property this week that to one of my investors, and there were some people that came by that were regular buyers. They were going to live in it themselves, and it was a distressed property. It was a bank-owned property, and they just walked around the house and they left. It looked like too much work for them.
It looked like a jungle, right?
it wasn't quite that bad, but it was just overgrown.
Not maintained completely.
Not maintained completely. So when you're looking at that, it's the little things that make a big difference. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
And thank you.
And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about exterior projects that net you cash when you're going to sell your home. And the first one we were talking about is landscape maintenance. And I think that basically the bottom line is that whatever you spend on landscape maintenance, you're going to at least make 100% back. So whatever you spend on it, you're going to make back. So that's great. When you do an overall landscape upgrade, then you know the experts say that you're going to get probably about 83% back. And it just depends on what you do. I mean, you can definitely over improve when it comes to that. Sometimes the bushes, as time goes on, I mean, we have a very fast growing cycle here in Florida. And so all of a sudden you look at that bush that at one point was just like a little, like 1 foot or something. And then all of a sudden it's like 4 foot and it's looking scraggly and you're like going, oh my gosh, how did that happen? And so just upgrading that is going to be something that will bring in about 83%. Tree care is another thing that'll bring in about 100%. I mean, there's times when you're going by houses and the palm trees, they haven't been maintained. And so they have those, their old leaves that are just kind of hanging down and all brown and all that. And if it was fresh looking and had all of those things cut down, or sometimes there's a tree that's laying partially over the house and people are afraid to death that the tree limb is going to fall and do something to the roof or the rest of it. And a lot of times those limbs that are actually going over the house, you might think, oh, this is nice for shade, but they're actually leaving stuff on the roof that's going to destroy it faster and everything. So tree care is another good thing. That's a great thing for you to do. If you're putting in a new deck and everything, there it's about 80% that you're going to get on that. So that's not as good as some of the other things. But what I always feel like is that if you're going to do something to your house and you're going to live there, you need to do it because it's something that you're going to enjoy. And when it comes to some of these other things, they're going to be nice when you spend the money on it, but it's not necessarily anything that's going to put a dime more in your pocket. And so you really have to look at that. And one of the biggest things is a pool and the cost of recovering on that. On this study says it's 43%.
Oh, wow.
But in my experience, I think it's significantly even less than that. Because when you're looking at a house that has a pool or a house that doesn't have a pool, it usually comes down to $5,000 or $10,000 is what it's going to make in the difference of what that house is going to sell for. But the amount of the pool can be anywhere from probably $30,000 to $100,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to add that much to the value of your house. So if you are going to buy a pool, put a pool in, which I have a pool at my house and I love it, I think that you definitely need to do it in a way that it's going to be great for you and your family and not that you're looking to resell. Unless it's a vacation home, then it almost needs to have it. But if it's a regular home that you're going to live in a neighborhood, and the interesting thing about people and pools in Central Florida is that some people love them and people hate them. They either want them and they don't. And it's a very very distinct line. And a lot of times the people that don't want them are people that have had them in the past.
They know the maintenance on them.
And they know the maintenance and they never used it or whatever. I happen to use mine all the time. So not this time of year, but I do use it all the time in the summer and I love having it, but there's other people that I know, they just never used it. So it was just maintenance for them and used up a point of the yard. And so it just comes down to, you know, really what you do and what your lifestyle is. And so it's a very heavy line in regards to whether people want a pool or don't want a pool. And so you just have to know when you're putting it in, what you're going to be doing. And then, you know, if you're going to use it for yourself, then I'm like, hey, go for it.
No, go for it. I think you hit the nail on the head there. You have to start looking at what you want in life and what makes you happy.
Right.
And as long as it's not going to severely hurt your pocket.
Right.
You know, it's happiness has no dollar amount sometimes.
Exactly. So the fact that you could just walk out your door and go to the pool as opposed to going to a community pool or something like that mm-hmm. and loading up all the stuff. I mean, there's a big difference for me. So it's like just easier to just walk out the door and there it mm-hmm. is. So everybody gets that choice. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach myself or Chris, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So let's look at a couple other things out there that do make a big impact on your outside. And probably the next biggest one is an irrigation system, because people, when you're definitely in neighborhoods that have irrigation systems and neighborhoods that don't, you can definitely tell the difference. Mm-hmm. There are definitely some neighborhoods in Central Florida that don't have irrigation systems. It's not common in the yards. And then in other neighborhoods, it's like everybody's got them mm-hmm. because they were put in when they were built, I'm sure. But it's like there's just a difference in the neighborhood when you go in it, the look and feel and all of those kinds of things pretty much when you come into it that you can see. And so if everybody else has got it, then it's really going to make a big difference. But if you're the only one with it, your house is going to stand out, but you're not going to be able to change the rest of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's another thing that when you're looking at it, you have to look at the big picture. And again, it comes down to a personal preference, but it's like, what do you want to do? And in the summer, everybody's yard is pretty green, whether it's weeds or whether it's regular grass.
Some form of green.
Some form of green, exactly. When it comes to other things like landscape lighting or a fire feature or any of those kinds of things, it generally comes out to about a 50% is your return on investment is what you're going to get on those kinds of things. So you just have to, again, an outdoor kitchen might be a little bit more, but again, it depends on the neighborhood and all of that. And the most tragic thing that I see people doing is that they will actually overimprove their home getting ready to sell. And so what I like to do is actually come in there and meet with you before you do any of those improvements. And then we can tell you what are the good things to do and what are the things that are not important to do. Granite usually makes a big difference almost in every house, and it costs a few thousand, but it's not usually over the top because it really takes that house to a different level, mm-hmm. just putting that granite countertop in there. So that's usually not a bad thing to do. And it updates and people know that you've updated it. But when you come to, and paint is another one of those things that you can never go wrong with painting, especially if you're painting colors that people can mm-hmm. change or people that they can look at it and most people like. So the colors that are in kind of change from year to year, which a few years ago, it was very taupey. Now it's more of a gray,
yes,
you know, type of tone.
That's the popular one right now.
Exactly. Right. So when you're painting, then that's something that actually makes a big difference because that freshens everything mm-hmm. up. But if you do it in a neutral tone, then that usually is going to make your money in spades and all of that kind of good stuff. And obviously, if you've got like holes in the wall or something like that, sometimes the doorknobs will punch a hole in the wall. And it just makes sense to get those kinds of things fixed, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the big ticket items of maybe redoing a bathroom or completely redoing a mm-hmm. kitchen, it's definitely better to sit down and talk with us. Or like we were talking about earlier, if you're thinking about putting in a pool, put it in for you, not to put it on the market. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what it comes down to. And obviously, circumstances change and you might do it, but you know, I'm all about taking advantage of what you do. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume. Welcome, Danielle.
Hi. Good. Hello.
She's from Frontgate Realty. And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello. Thank you.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the other thing that I thought we would cover today is that we would talk about seven ways to come up with funds in order to get a loan. And so, Chris, I know that you've got a few of those lined out for us and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I have a, I think some will maybe surprise some people, and I like to kind of go over each one and hopefully can kind of point people in a direction or give them ideas of ways to maybe even creatively come up with money to get them into a home or purchase a home in 2019. So the first one is your standard checking savings. If you're, we have plenty of people out there that are savers and they save up their money over time and then they just keep it in there and eventually they'll have enough to come up with it. To give people, I guess what I should first establish to give people an idea, we do have low down payment options, down about 3% now. If you're a veteran or if you are looking at particular more rural areas, there's a loan called USDA. Those are both 100% financing. So no money down. So you could at times, maybe depending on your purchase price, need as little as $5,000 to $6,000 or maybe as much as $10,000 to $12,000, just depending on that purchase price range.
Well, and we've had people that with seller financing that they've gotten in for as low as $1,000 or so.
Yeah.
So it just depends on your circumstances, and mm-hmm. that's why we keep saying you need to meet with us so that we can we can tell you what the best thing for you to do.
Exactly. So I wanted to kind of establish that first. That way people have an idea in their head. Okay, how much money might I need to start off with? So if you're a saver, that's great. We love to see that. That's a beautiful thing. The other one that a lot of people don't know about is pulling funds from your retirement account. Either it's a 401k or some form of IRA account. And there are two different ways of doing it. I'm a fan of if you're 401k or IRA, usually they're employee backed. I would pull a loan against it. Typically, if there is even an interest charge, almost no interest at all, very little interest on it. And it's literally just taking the money as if you're like borrowing against the money you have saved up in your 401k. And the reason why is if you decide to do a withdrawal from your retirement account, you end up paying penalties on it and
right.
possibly taxes on top of that, depending on what your age is and where you're at and what kind of account it is. I'm not a fan of that. If I can avoid paying taxes and things like that, I will do that every single time. And of course, you're pulling away your retirement funds, right? So avoid that at all costs. If you can do a loan against your retirement account, that to me is the way to go. And then we have some people who have some mutual funds, CDs, stocks. You could definitely liquidate those assets and use those to buy a house. Sometimes again, usually people that have portfolios like that, they have financial advisors talk to them, because again, if you liquidate those, you're going to probably pay some taxes on them. Mm-hmm. But I have people more often than not, we'll go ahead and pull, sell off some shares or whatever it is and get some money from that to buy a house. The next one is selling physical assets. Now, a lot of people don't think about this. So let's say you have a car that you just don't need anymore and it, has, value. Maybe you can sell for $5,000, or you maybe have some expensive jewelry that you're just, hey, I was collecting it. Whatever it is, you can sell that stuff and you can use those funds. Now, there's some important things to remember with them. If you're going to sell physical assets like that, we have to be able to appraise the value of those items. This is something that's required for us to document. It's easy on a car. We just kind of KBB it or Kelly Blue Book it mm-hmm. and say, okay, here's the model and make and here how much it costs. But if it's something like jewelry or let's say people with recreational vehicles, RVs.
Or those expensive Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies, yeah. Yep. As long as there's a professional appraiser in that field, if you can sell jewelry, just go to a jewelry store and they'll give a value to it and we'll take that as documentation. So you can do that. And I've had people do that before. The more common one is like recreational vehicles, like four-wheelers, boats, things mm-hmm. like that. That's what I see people end up selling just so they can purchase another home.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is getting a gift from generally a family member. So whenever you're financing, there are certain federal laws that require that we have to follow. And each loan program has a criteria on who you can borrow, or I shouldn't say borrow, who you can gift or get money from as a gift. And typically it has to be a family member. You know, like, let's say like on a conventional loan, they might be a little more lenient. If it's like a long-time friend or a godfather or godmother, something like that, you can maybe get away with it. But typically you got to be a family member, fiance, things like that. That's unique. There's something that you may need to know about as far as the person that's donating the money. We generally have to source them giving you the money. And so they have to be willing to provide either a bank statement or show something that, hey, it is their money.
Well, and that's really a big deal, I think, to some people, because you have to show your bank. If you're going to give money to somebody, they have to see your bank account, that mm-hmm. you had the money in there and then that it came out of your bank account and that kind of thing, right? So that,
yes.
And so they're seeing other things that are happening in that bank account too, which it's not your loan. So you think, why in the world do I have to do that? But mm-hmm. that's just what is required to yeah. get it done.
Yeah, it's kind of like this. So let's say you're getting money from mom and she's giving you $10,000. But before she gave you the $10,000, she only had $2,000 in it. And then all of a sudden there's a big, you know, $8,000 deposit right before that. We have an issue with that, again, because of certain federal laws. So you can't go and, so what usually the common question is, well, I have a bunch of cash sitting in my, and under my, you know, like mattress money or something like that. I'll just give it to a family member and then they'll deposit that into my account. I said, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Because once we see that money to be deposited even to your donor's account, I have to question that and source it. Cash, unfortunately, is a big no-no in financing as far as you trying to use it. So that's something to be mindful of. If you are going to buy a house and you do have mattress money or in a safety deposit box, you're going to have to get into your bank as soon as possible and let it sit there for about usually a month, because normally we want at least 30 days worth of bank statements at minimal.
And sometimes it could be two. So,
yes.
Right. So, but that's usually about as far back as you go. It's
never
it?
More than two. No.
We'll never ask so more than two. So that's not too bad then. No. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pumay, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So we were talking about ways that you can mm-hmm. source money, and the gift letter or the gift mm-hmm. is the thing. And there's a lot more to it that the giver has to provide that they don't think about necessarily mm-hmm. or don't know. So they just need to know up front most of the time.
Yes.
It's not really a big deal for them, but they just need to know, because it's like when you're blindsided with things, that's when it gets to be yep. complicated. So as long as you know in advance, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually like when you're getting a gift from family member, typically the someone that's a little bit younger usually has no problem giving you, you know, documentation. Sometimes if you're getting money from grandma, grandpa, they're just used to doing things a little bit different than how things are done today. And a lot of times they're maybe a little gun shy to give their bank statements. And a lot of times it kills me, because I know why they're doing it and I get it and I respect it, but they cross out or they black out like the account numbers and certain things, because they just don't, they're thinking, oh, I don't want them to see all my information. But unfortunately, because of the federal laws, we have to have that information. You can't redact anything. There can be no black marks or anything. So when you're giving information, we have to have it all.
Yeah, which is good to know, because I always see everybody when I scan documents over, I always see them, you know, put a black mm-hmm. marker through. And sometimes it's like their name
yeah.
or things like that. And I'm like, well, goodness, you know, I mean, I could pull a bank statement from somewhere and, you know,
exactly.
play it off that it's mine if
exactly.
you're not needing the name on it. So that makes sense, like not, you know, not to do that.
Exactly.
I understand the account number, but the name I always get.
Well, and the other thing with bank statements that always goofs people up is that there are blank pages in bank statements.
Oh, and it says there. This yeah. page is intentionally left blank, and you need the whole paperwork. Because I remember when I was buying the house, the guy was like, hey, can you send me the stuff? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's like, but I need the blank page. And I'm like, but why?
Yeah. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were in the middle of talking about ways that you could get funds for buying a house, and we were talking about gift letters was where we were leaving off, and the biggest problem with whether it's your bank statement or whether it's the bank statement of the person giving you the gift, the biggest mistake that people make and don't understand is that they have to send in all pages of the bank statement, mm-hmm. including the blank ones. And that's the thing that really doesn't make sense to most people.
Yeah, if it says on the bottom or the top, usually say there's page 1 of 5 and 2 of 5. If it says 5 pages, we need all 5 pages. So just keep that in mind. However many pages it says there are, we have to have all of them.
Exactly. All right. And I think we've got a couple of other ways too.
Yes. Yeah. So the popular topic this time of the year, when especially for those who are looking to even buy a home, is tax season and getting a tax refund. So I would encourage everybody to talk to someone about it as far as a tax specialist. Standard deductions doubled with the new tax law. So I'm going to guess that people are going to get more money than they're used to, which is good news. If you're looking to buy a house at all, don't go and on vacation, or don't go go buy that car or something like that. Use that, save it, because listen, if you're maybe just a few $1,000s short, that could put you over the edge to buying a home. Mm-hmm. If you're getting $2,000-$3,000 back.
Well, and I think that the other thing is that we haven't talked about it today, but we've talked about it in the past, is that your overall ratio is what determines whether or not you can buy a house at all. And so sometimes that new car payment is going to put you over the edge over your ratio. So it's always good to plan and meet with us to mm-hmm. know. And so whether it's, what you're getting from the taxes back or whatever, just knowing to plan, because when you actually sit down and talk with us, then you're going to find out that, hey, mm-hmm. I can afford it this way and it makes it easy. And that's what we're all about. We're all about making things easier. So that's a good one, having your tax return.
Yes, that's a great point. Like, utilizing it for maybe more than just mm-hmm. your down payment. If you need to pay off some debt or something like that to make a loan work, then that's a great way to utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, and you guys can definitely chime in and help me on this one to explain it. So a lot of times you might have just enough money for your down payment, which is great. That's a great start. If you let's say your minimal down payment is 3%, you need $6,000. Okay, you're in a good spot. And then I tell you, oh, by the way, you have closing costs involved, which is very common in buying any home here. If you are just shy of some money, then we can always talk about seller contributions, or more or less it's asking the seller to kick in some money from their net proceeds to your closing costs. And there are certain unique ways of going about it. And I think that you guys can, kind of chime in on what a good strategy is for both.
Well, and sometimes we'll actually, plus up the house price of what they're willing to pay a little bit so that the seller can end up net with what mm-hmm. they're looking for.
Yeah, with the same amount.
Yep. With the same amount. So they're putting the same amount in their pocket, which obviously makes sense for what they want mm-hmm. to accomplish and everything. And so that it's when that's being done to the seller, it's really not a big deal for them. But when you're looking at closing costs, everybody forgets about them to a certain extent. And part of them are state taxes on the mortgage that are required. Part of them is your first year of homeowners mm-hmm. insurance. And those are a couple of the big ones. And then you've got your prorations of what they're putting in your escrow account, mm-hmm. which are the prorations for the property tax and the insurance mm-hmm. and all of that. So when it comes time to pay those things, you don't have to come with more money out of your pocket. It's already done. So those are probably the big ticket items that are in your closing costs. And so sellers are aware of that because they had to go through that themselves. So a lot of times they're willing to kick in, and with different loan limits determines how much they can mm-hmm. kick in. But the traditional amount generally is about 3%.
Yeah, I would say that's usually across the board.
Tell them to do double. Like if their loan, mm-hmm. if they need 3 or 3.5% down, I usually try to tell them, let's save 7 to 8% I always think it's better to have more in the bank if you can, than because you don't want to come up at the end and like, oh my gosh, I'm scrambling to find $1,000 because then you have to go through, well, where'd you get $1,000 from? And then you got to source it. And it's just, you know, it's a big headache for everybody. But I always tell them to do that. And then when we're in the middle of negotiating, you know, I am a big fan of asking the sellers to, you know, help with the proceeds. And so then therefore, hey, guess what? We've got 3,000 credit. Still leave it in your bank.
Right.
Because just in case, you know, my numbers are off or whatever have you. And then, okay, now we've got 3,000 left over. When it's all said and done, we've signed the paperwork and now you can go buy the sofa or whatever. That's usually the way I do it. And it's always usually in my favor when I, not in my favor, but it's in their favor when we do it that way, because now they've ended up with a few extra bucks that they didn't need. They've saved really hard for it. And now they got a great house at the end.
Exactly. Yep. And that's the thing I always try to plan them for as well. And on the buyer side too, is like, look, just because I'm saying this, I try to be worst case, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I don't want to lowball or anything like that. Yep. You know, I want you to be prepared. But, you know, if I'm sitting there at the closing table and all of a sudden they need $1,000 less than I estimated, there's always a nice big smile on the other side of it.
Yeah.
And that's our ultimate goal.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yep. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And the other thing that, so seller closing costs is the big thing. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, and I'll talk about it again, is that we're doing a home buyer seminar. And we're, Danielle, I think you're going to be there as well. So we're all going to be there. So we're going to be able to meet with you individually after we get done doing our presentation, which is only about an hour and a half from 10:30 to noon. And that's going to be at the Fairfield Inn in Ocoee on January 26th. So we'd like you to register for this just so we know how many people are going to come. So we have, so we're prepared for that. So to register, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And it's going to be a great day. And the individual counseling time that we're going to have afterwards is going to be, I think, probably the most beneficial. I mean, we're going to give you a lot of good information overall, but when it comes down to your individual information, then that's obviously the best scenario all the way around. And so we just wanted to make sure that at the beginning of the year, as people are getting ready to do their taxes, because the W-2s will be out a few days after that, then we just want to make sure that you're prepared to do what you want to do. And it's not just for first-time home buyers. It's for all home buyers or sellers. If you want to know what's going on out there, then that's great. And as we talked about as well at the beginning of the show, is that interest rates are really great right now in regards to what's going on. They've kind of come down as we've talked about. So that's all good and everything too. So you can't beat it. You know, it's a great time to buy a house, a great year to buy a house.
Oh yeah.
And even though the government shutdown is definitely affects a couple of things, by the time you get everything going, hopefully I think everything will be back. And a lot of the things that were shut down in the government in regards to buying real estate have reopened, but they're just taking a while to catch up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's a couple of loans that you're going to have a hard time with, like I think USDA, right?
Not so much USDA, but mostly pretty much all of them because of it. Mostly because of tax transcripts. But you know what, though? I'm already starting to see them caught up. And so I'm not having any, because I had one where I thought I was going to miss the closing date because of it. And they came in after only about a week. So usually IRS is about 2-3 days.
Okay.
They're a day or two behind still. So
that's not bad at all. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or online, centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will talk to you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good
See you later.